ABC Radio Australia.
Broad aim or objective blodisala RSIPF gender strategy hem for advancing women's law role or policing inside within the country and as well as time goes on by hem extend outside as well with other sisters countries law policing blocketa. So by me say RSIPF hem committed for providing this a safe, secure and peaceful country for all. So in order for doing this one, officers within RSIPF, we must build a strong engagement, with them community. And by increasing and extending this role of women in the side of RSIPF, me fala expected, for improvement now this confidence of women, and also building trust and enhance him now work blow police, within Solomon Island. And this fellow tender strategy him aim for developing, monitoring, enforcing some fellow policies and processes which by him remove all the obstacles or barriers, for the full participation of female officers inside law RSIPF as an organization. This is the main aim, an objective blow RSIPF, why we created this RSIPF gender strategy. Him have to got him some fellow policies where him implementing for women, we access women, him got him access for participate in all levels, within the organization. Both men and women him must balance.
So how now you fella by achieving this one? I mean, for getting more women inside law force through recruitment or what now you fella do him for maybe encouraging more awesome what a woman for joining police force?
There are so many activities that me fella put me in place law there for women. Yeah, like one fella goal blow change this gender strategy. Na me fella put him that. Inside law promotion panels, mifala needing women law there too. Women that must be represented or must be waste blown mifala with them other men too. No good, biasness coming. Mifala also put on women inside law other awareness inside community because they are more or less what na by me say less harm to like male or other approach towards communities or public awareness. Yeah, so we train them as well. And Mifala also provide him this recruit, for like the new recruit by him coming, it must be balanced. Number, he must be balanced too, in each department, he must be balanced there.
Now, Osim, you say this fella gender strategy, he me for 2019, Kasim 2021. But as we speak, what now number or ratio belong female police officers long RSIPF?
There are currently 344 female officers here. 344, female officers, which is hemi up to 24% of the workforce, female in the workforce, That's from last year. Last year statistic data naya, during where time out launching. Right now, since we having more two recruits are coming in from one hem just out and the other one hem still inside, there are more females there. So the number might be increased to 400 plus, I will say that. Yet to be confirmed.
What about longa Olgata maybe strategic or key position, some for the senior ranks or something or some long police force? How now this one?
Okay, let me see. For improving this gender equality, for creating workplace active values and support women in all aspects of policing, for building strong and professional police force. Mifala garem our four key focus area, which is system. One is system, and the other is leadership. And that leadership might come in as promotion law, executive level law, you say female. So right now, as we having within the RSIPF, there is a deputy commissioner, a female officer there, who most of the time, Madam Junita Matanga, him always acting acting commissioner as well from the past years, There is also another newly promoted executive female, which is Madam Evelyn Tugere, which is now the Assistant Commissioner for Operations, National Operations. So you can see they are making way through for us, senior ones and the junior ones, to make our way up through the ladder. Slowly we are coming up because of the strategies, yeah? The gender strategy we MIFALA implementing. MIFALA two females, we can come up there, yeah? So we are trying our best to come up to inside low area, yeah? Where I could stay, yeah? So we got a quite good number. And I will say also that Madam Patricia Letta is also supervising for Assistant Commissioner Crime. So you see, our females are starting to climb up the ladder, and they are already in the executive level.